Welcome back, guys, to part two of Feeling Seen. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about three lessons that we can learn from a story about an Egyptian slave in the book of Genesis. This is actually a really beautiful story, and there's just so much hope and comfort that I felt when I first started to learn about the story. If you haven't guessed it yet, yes, we're talking about Hagar. Hopefully I'm saying that right. So let's dive into the beautiful story of Hagar. Hola and hello. This is Embracing Her Faith podcast. I'm Rainey Avila, follower of Christ, boy mama, wife, and juggler of 5 million things because that's what us moms do. If you're done feeling like you have no purpose or feeling like you want a stronger relationship with the Lord, but you just don't know how, if you're ready to let all your insecurities, doubts, and fears stop taking over your mind and to bring Jesus in your life to discover peace and serenity, well, have I got the podcast for you. Pop in those earbuds, sip on that coffee, and keep folding that laundry that you promised to do, because we're getting straight into it. So if you guys remember in part one of my story, then you remember I struggled for a long time to feel accepted by everyone in my life. I often felt confused and wondered if anybody actually really saw me. Well, as I was reading in his word and studying it, I stumbled upon an article that talked about how a woman like me always felt overlooked and invisible when she was younger, and she compared herself to Hagar. Well, at this point, I just felt like writing, so I started to write out all the things I started feeling. And as I finished, I read it out loud, and it made me realize how much I didn't like myself, and how much I was ashamed of myself and my life. It made me wonder if Hagar didn't like herself either. So if you're unfamiliar with the story of Hagar, Hagar was an Egyptian slave and worked as a maid for Sarah and Abram. Abram and Sarah were married, and Abram was promised by God that he would become the father of a great nation. As Sarah and Abram awaits for their promises to unfold, things start to get messy, and people start to get impatient. Sarah's yearning and impatience pulls Hagar into a big mess. As time went by, Sarah knew that she couldn't bear a child for Abram, and promises wouldn't be made. So she took matters into her own hands and gave Hagar to Abram to conceive a child. Well, the story gets even messier, because once Hagar conceives, Sarah starts to feel threatened by Hagar, so she ends up complaining to Abram about Hagar. So, Abram at that point told Sarah to do what she wants with her. Hagar couldn't take the abuse anymore, so she ends up running away. Pregnant Hagar tries to escape the mess that Sarah involved her in, so she runs away to the wilderness. But an angel of the Lord sees Hagar and tells Hagar to go back to submit herself to Sarah. God had big plans for Hagar as well, so he assures her that she too will be a mother of a great nation. So there's just so much that we can see and learn from this story. God never leaves and forgets about us, no matter who we are. Hagar, an Egyptian slave, was even seen by God. So let's talk about it. What are three lessons we can learn by listening to the story of Hagar? So number one, God sees and hears us. A lot of times, we let the rejection of others define who we are and think that everyone will see us the same way. But don't allow that rejection to define you. Let it refine you instead, because God accepts you. He accepts all of us. He accepts the rich. He accepts the poor. He accepts the weary. And in this case, he accepted even the slave. Hagar felt comfort. She felt like she was seen. In one way you can look at it, Hagar is all of us. In the midst of her abuse, in the midst of her becoming a victim, in the midst of her worries or fear, we've all been there. But we can't stop there. Hagar did, though. She ran. She ran away from her problems. But that's okay, though, because God met her there in her huge problem. And you know what else? He called her by her own name. He knew a slave girl's name. So in Genesis 16:8, it says, "And he said, Hagar, Sarah's maid, whence camest thou?" So he knows our name. He knows what we've been through. He knows our problems, our obstacles, our journeys. He knows all of our names. Okay, so number two, God is faithful to the outcast. So this is a lesson that we can learn from this story. It's hard being an outsider. It's hard feeling unwanted or unseen. I can tell you, I'm sure when Hagar made the decision to run away, that's exactly what she felt. And no matter what she did, she just felt like there was no good in the circumstance she was in. But what she didn't realize is Jesus didn't avoid the outcasts. As a matter of fact, he offered himself to them. When Hagar felt like there was no hope for her, God shows up for her and directs her on what path she needed to take. Sometimes we make decisions in life that are not exactly the decision God wants us to take. It's not really the path he wanted us to go. Sometimes we move too quick without thinking. Sometimes we let our emotions take over. We don't stop and sit still and wonder, is this the way the Lord wants me to go? Is what I'm doing or is the situation I'm in going to give glory to his name? But it's okay to be human because that's what we are. It's okay to go the wrong way sometimes because we don't know all the answers. That's why we have a good God. He watches out for us. Our paths might be crooked sometimes, but he will push us back onto the straight path again. All right, so we're on the last one. So the third lesson that we can learn from the story of Hagar is God meets us in our current circumstances. When you're in the middle of a problem, or maybe you're running away from something, you're thinking that running will solve all your problems. But no matter where you are in life, God will meet you there. He will meet you in the center of it all. He met Hagar in the middle of her storm and comforted her. She put her faith in him, and that's what we need to do. Put faith in our Lord so he can guide us to the right direction. Let him lead. Let him put the puzzle pieces together so he can lay down a path for us. He saw her. He didn't see her as a maiden for Abram and Sarah. He didn't see her as a slave girl. He didn't see her as a surrogate girl. He saw Hagar. He saw his daughter. No matter what people saw her as. And that's why she was the first human to give God a new name. The God who sees me, because he did see her. He didn't forget about the slave girl. He showed her that there is a way for her too. He gave her peace and told her that she will conceive a child that will be great and powerful. He blessed her. He blessed her baby, Ishmael. He made her great. An Egyptian slave girl, a mother of nations. So no matter where you are in life, no matter if you feel wanted, no matter if you feel seen, no matter what situations that you're in, just know that you're not alone. Just like in my last episode, how I just felt like I didn't fit in anywhere. I didn't know where I belong. I didn't know if I belong one way or if I fit in the other way. I was so confused. But there was only one thing that I knew. I knew I loved God. I knew I wanted to follow him. I knew I wanted him to be part of my life. And that was the one thing I did know. And it's kind of like how a kid first starts a brand new school. I remember when, after I finished middle school, the way where I lived, I was zoned for two different high schools. All my friends were going to one high school. And because of where I lived, because I was right on the line, I had to go to a different school than all my friends. So it was really, really hard for me. And it's really hard when you're brand new and you don't know anybody. And I felt so alone. I felt like I just didn't know anybody. I was so scared to eat lunch in the cafeteria because I didn't want people to see me by myself. I didn't want people to think that I was weird. But when you really think about it, God notices the outcasts. He doesn't care what who thinks of him in a way if he's hanging out with the outcasts. When Matthew was a tax collector, Jesus didn't care what people thought about him when he was eating with him or when he was hanging out with him, because God is for everybody. He's for the outcasts. He's for, anybody, because he loves all of us and he wants all of us to be in a relationship with him. And that's what makes this story really special, because even Hagar, an Egyptian slave, he loved her. And he can love anybody. So I just want to close this episode with a prayer today. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for helping me get through this episode. Thank you for just being near me and using my voice to speak the words that you want me to speak. I hope this helps and blesses somebody today. I hope it helps somebody get through feeling unwanted, feeling unseen. I just hope that you give them the strength to know that they're not alone, that they have you to guide them. They have you to lead the way. And you are a good God. You help the ones that feel like they're so outsiders. You're there for them. You're there for the smallest of the smallest. And you bring us up. You lead us into great things. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you for everything. Help us to have a great day. Help us to have a great week. And just be with us and guide us. We love you in everything you do. In Jesus' precious name, amen. All right, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. And if this episode blessed you in any way, you can leave a review or share it with somebody that you know will bless them. All right, so I will have a new episode up next Tuesday. And I hope you guys have a great week. Bye. Hey, sweet friend. If this podcast blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to read your sweet reviews on my podcast before the episodes begin. You can also help by sharing on your social media. If you would like to tag me, I'm on Facebook as Rainey Avila. Or share this episode with a friend if you think it would bless them in any way. I'm so thankful for you guys and love you guys so much. Thanks for listening. God bless, your faithful friend, Rainey.